This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Today is my surgery. I'm pre-recording a few things just to let everybody know that I'm not in. And my normal guest host, Charles, has got his own radio show. So congratulations to Charles. He's an amazing thinker. He helps me out over at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Charles's work has been actually featured on Rush Limbaugh and many others. Just great stuff. But going under the knife today, I have no fear or anything like that, but I want to just say that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen today. I'm obviously not going to be concerned about what's happening in the news because I'm concerned about what's happening to me. But I'll tell you this, no matter what happens, I believe in you people. I believe in the American spirit. I believe in everything that we're capable of. And I know, you know, as we look at things and we stare into the abyss and wonder, are we ever going to win an election again, you know, without these cheaters and these Dominion machines and all these other things? I can tell you, I believe in my heart of hearts, we win in the end. Donald Trump has won over more patriots than any single president in history. He came in, they say, the lowest rated president ever. And he has built a base of people that get it. And let me tell you, it is not temporary. Let's just say for the sake of discussion, Biden and Harris win. Can they win economically if we decide not to? Can Facebook, can all the social justice people, social engineering people with these social media sites, can they win if we decide to collectively get away from what they're doing? Can they? The biggest thing that Donald Trump did was he took care of the judiciary. I don't care what happens. There's nothing they can do about it. And it's going to get ugly for the Democrats. If they think they can steal this election and we're just going to ignore it, they are so wrong. This is the most wrong. Since the Tea Party movement, this is the only thing that I think has the potential to supersede the Tea Party movement is what they are doing right now. You got to stay energized. You got to stay in the game. They want you to feel hopeless. They really do. But here's the problem for them. No matter what the media says, no matter what they throw at us, if the reality comes to us that Donald Trump is not going to be the president of the United States, his duly elected right, they have really done damage in a way that they cannot recover. I'm telling you right now, they cannot recover. So you got to stay. And I'm not even saying hopeful. I think that there are other remedies that President Trump can take and will take. I don't know. Maybe while I'm under the knife, he decides he's not fighting anymore. I don't believe that. I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm just letting you know, I'm not going to be on top of it. Because I've got other things going. I don't want anybody worried about me. I should be fine. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, anytime you go under the knife under anesthesia and you're not a kid anymore, you worry. But I'm not going to be too concerned about things. And, you know, I think I'll be out of it. They say my surgery is an hour. My recovery time's double what my surgery is. So, and they tell me, I don't know, will they need it the whole hour? Hopefully not. So, I just want this lesson to be whatever show that we're going to put on today, because, you know, as I said, it's not that I don't trust many people with the show. I did get kicked out of some markets when I had one of my producers do the show as I'm looking at him. But the issue there was, what are you guys doing over there? Oh, you're prepping some other stuff? Okay, cool. So he cursed on air. It was crazy. But I got kicked out of the Michigan markets. I lost one of my biggest markets. You know what? Their loss. So, hey, I'll tell you guys a quick story since we're just talking. So one of my directors for our films, and by the way, we're really shifting to pop culture. But one of my directors, he said to me, Kev, he goes, I was doing a side job. Oh, yeah, I let him work some side jobs. They need the money. Yeah. But, yeah, he called me up. He says, hey, I was talking to one of my new clients. He's a very rich guy. And he, they sell the, I won't say what it is. They sell this particular software, et cetera. And he says, he's a conservative. You can tell by the name of his company. He's a conservative. So I'm telling him, yeah, well, you know, I've worked with companies like yours. I've done a lot. He said, I've done a lot of videography work for Fox, and my partner used to be a guy on Fox. And he goes, really? Who's your partner? And he says, Kevin Jackson. And the guy goes, because I watched Fox religiously back in the day. And he goes, well, it's Kevin Jackson, you know. And he goes, black dude, bald head? And my partner goes, yeah. He goes, I freaking love that dude. And he goes on to extol my praises and all this. He says, where has he been? I haven't seen him on, man. And my partner goes, well, he got fired, you know, 3 years ago. And they told him why. And the guy goes, this is what my partner told me. He says, the guy goes, biggest effing mistake Fox ever made. He says, that guy was gold. He goes, can you put me in contact with him? So the whole reason for the call, my partner called me. He says, hey, man, you're going to love this story. And I went, what is it? And he told me that. And I said to him, man, how flattering. I'm going to tell you guys something. I say this in all humility as we rebrand the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I say this in all humility. I hear that a lot. When people go, you're oh my gosh, I was wondering where you were. I so loved it when you came on. They just go bananas. And here's what's interesting. We're trying to find these people. I know they love what I do. That's why I started Kev Talks. I was like, you know what? If Fox doesn't give them me, I'll give them me. Now, the problem is, I'm not debating some leftist in the screen, kicking their butt and bringing millions of people. I don't know what we're going to have to do. We're going to rebrand. I got Angie helping me. Angie, baby, you're a special lady. Anyway, Angie's our marketing person, and she's helping us do some things across the board. So I think you're going to see some pretty spectacular things of what we address as things move along, regardless of what happens in the election. I'm going to tell you right now, we will remain undaunted, regardless, because the mandate was on our side. If you remember that, then you can understand where we are. So, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen to me while I'm out for a day or so, but I'm not worried about it. And I don't want you to worry about it, because we will get through. We are the mandate. We patriots.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is how we do. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats want to save the democracy. And the way they're going to do it is they're going to cheat Donald Trump, or try to cheat Donald Trump out of his actual victory that they know he's got. There's not a Democrat on the planet that doesn't believe that the Democrats cheated. I don't care what Rasmussen says. 47% of the people believe that the election was tainted. Yeah, I believe that it's a lot more than that. There's no, I mean, if you're not plugged in, you might go, well, I guess it's just what happened. But trust me, the people that matter in the Democratic Party, they all know they cheated. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. To save the democracy. And here's what the Democrats say. They claim to want a battle of ideas. You ever heard them want a battle in an idea? They call you racist. Automatically, you conservatives, we conservatives, they don't call me that. They call me an Uncle Tom and a coon butt Negro, and I cleaned it up for you. But they call you racist, knowing you're not racist, knowing they are the racist. Now, they pretend to blacks that they've flipped the whole racism script. Okay, you see a few more black people on TV, and you see Black Biden, you know, stacking his cabinet with a couple of token blacks. Kamala Harris is, you know, got a complete, you know, her thing is going to be black centric. I mean, it's going to be like the remake of what's the movie with Watunga or Wayunga, Black Panther. It's going to be the remake of Black Panther up in there. You're going to think it's a Tarzan movie because Joe Biden is Tarzan and the rest of the indigenous people, as they like to call themselves, will be Kamala Harris's, you know, triumvirate of black tokens. All of them radicals to their rotten cores. But, hey, they want to build a colorblind society, don't they? TheKevinJacksonShow.com or TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out everything about us. So, Democrats want to help, right? And I'm going to warn you guys, today is going to be another different show. Because what I want to do is I want to dissect. I'm going to get into some of the news, but I want to dissect leftism and just show you what it brings at its core, what leftism does. Because it's never successful. Still, these clowns fight for it. They fight, claw, and steal. They will steal to get their way. They don't want a war of ideas. Do you think they really want to discuss race? Do you think they really want to discuss gender issues? They start this crap in college so that they don't have to discuss it. They want you to get this one-sided view. Men are bad, women are good. White people are bad, black people are good. Right? Rich people are bad, poor people are good. Meanwhile, they are the rich, they are the racist, they are the sexist, they are the homophobes, they are all of it. Oh, don't misunderstand me. They'll pretend that they love all these different things. Behind the scenes, they love nothing except money and power. Those are the two things. I tell people there are two ways to win in anything you do. If you want to start a business, I'll give you the secret to success. You want Kevin Jackson's secret to success in business? I'll tell you what it is. Have a lot of people, or you know a lot of people, have a big fat database, or have a lot of money. And if you're lucky enough to have them both, good for you. You want to have a successful organization in whatever form. You want to raise, you want to, you know, do juvenile diabetes or you want to do cancer or whatever. I'm going to give you the success story. Here's how you do it. You have a lot of people or you have a lot of money. And it's really good if you have them both. That's the secret. Well, you know what Democrats want in life? I'm going to tell you what leftists want. Here's the answer every single time. Power and money. That's it. Power and money. And what they've managed to do is they've managed to amass both things. They have a lot of people and they have a lot of money. And you know what they do? They take your money and they give it to their people. That is the secret to their success. What a racket. What a racket. The battle for the war of ideas. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Are you willing to debate your position on something? I am. I've challenged any leftist. I've told you guys many times, I am the King Kong heavyweight champion of the world in debating leftists. I've never been defeated, and I will tell you this, I never will be defeated. I'll go on anybody's show. They call me coon of the week, clown of the week, whatever. I've got the videos. We're going to do a whole Kev Talks on it. Call me whatever you want, but here's what I'll tell you. I'll debate you anytime, anywhere, and I will kick your butt. Give me enough time, I will engrave the platter with your name on it, and I'll have your butt placed firmly on it, because I'm going to hand your butt on a platter. Do you think they call me? Hey, Kevin, we called you the clown of the week. You care to respond? Yes, I do. Do you think I get that phone call? Now, I get phone calls from media. Hey, Kevin, I heard you're in a lawsuit in Philly and to protect black people. Who funded it? Really? That's what you want to know? You don't want to know why I'm protecting black people and why the lawsuit was filed in the first place? That's what you want to know? Who funded it? You realize that's racist, right? Because you're implying that I couldn't fund it. That's what I told the reporter. What makes you think I have to have somebody fund my stuff? You get what I'm saying? Oh, man. These leftists, Look, we got plenty to talk about, but we can go over voter fraud and all this other stuff. We know those issues are coming up. I'm curious to see what Durham is going to come out with next now that Kleinsmith is the first domino to fall. I'm going to predict he may be the only domino to fall. I think the only really honest people in D.C. I can think of the president, Rick Grenell, John Ratcliffe. And I'm slowly adding to the list. But let me tell you, most of them, just nothing but crooks. Crooks and scoundrels. And I know there are a lot more now. People, I heard Ted Cruz said some positive things about the president. I don't even know what he said. I just heard there were people going, he was trending. Ted Cruz, way to go, man. He's a stand-up guy. Okay. But I'm sick of politicians. I want people who are going to get in there, roll up their sleeves, and get things done. And they're not angling to steal elections. And as much as it hurts people to watch this scenario play out right now, a lot of the conservatives that keep contacting me, and I'm happy to get your messages, it needed to go this way. It needed to go one of two ways. Either Donald Trump wins and blows them out, which is what he did, or they cheat. The big cheat occurred, and it did, and now we get to dissect the entire process. And who better to do it? You pick somebody that you would rather have doing it, dissecting this process. There's nobody. God put this man here. So Democrats in this war of ideas, I'm going to talk about that today. The war of ideas. What do they do? What do they reference? Science. It's all about the science. It's the science of green energy. It's the science of climate. It's the science of medicine. It's all about the science. And here's what's funny. Science is logic. There's a lot of logic in how the universe is formed, etc. That's the science. These clowns know nothing about science because all they do is act on emotion. They're racist. They're sexist. They're homophobic. Homophobic. And all it is emotion. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Radio show.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is getting a favorable review.
Staff at the FDA said trial results and data about safety met the qualifications for the vaccine to get an emergency use authorization. Moderna previously reported its vaccine was more than 94% effective. With this news, along with Pfizer's vaccine already on the market, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"We could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas. It's really remarkable. 100 million shots in arms by the end of February is very much in scope."
President-elect Joe Biden visiting Georgia on Tuesday to campaign for two Democratic candidates in the January 5th runoff elections that will determine which party controls the Senate. Biden campaigning on behalf of Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. USA Radio News. There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
Joe Biden formally secured victory in the presidential race as the members of the Electoral College met in 50 state capitals across the country on Monday. Biden secured 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Republicans in several battleground states insisted their delegations be recognized as official electors. But with legal challenges failing, both houses of Congress are expected to certify Biden as the winner on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rick, I just wanted to just highlight something that the background of this whole discussion comes with what we're seeing in terms of COVID cases. And we're seeing, maybe stimulus, but we're seeing calls for not necessarily closing things down, but certainly there are some calls to closing down, except for the politicians themselves, but for their constituents, they're talking about, you know, they need to be much more careful. We're hearing, right?
Yes, no, believe me, I believe in careful. And when I point out the governor's cheating, it's not for the hypocrisy which exists. It's the fact that I think many of these governors are intelligent people, and they love their families, which they've taken out into restaurants. Therefore, there is actually and should be an ongoing debate as to, you know, why a parking lot for a big box store like by my house is jam-packed. Not one parking spot open. Why are those people any safer than a restaurant with plexiglass? I just don't get it. And I think there's a million of these questions that could be asked. And I think it's really sad that when we look at the service sector and all the discussions we've had about job losses, that particular dynamic isn't studied more, isn't worked more. We don't put more people in the room and try to figure out ways so that these service sector employees and employers could all come back in a safer way. You can't tell me that shutting down, which is the easiest answer, is necessarily the only answer.
Rick, as a public health and public service announcement for the audience, the difference between a big box retailer.
Who is this?
Hold on. The difference between it's Andrew.
Who else?
The difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant, or frankly even a church, are so different it's unbelievable.
I disagree.
You're wearing a mask.
You can have your thoughts and I
you're
can have mine.
You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science. I'm sorry. It's science. If
it's
you're wearing
not
a mask,
science.
It's a different story.
500 people in a Lowe's aren't any safer than 150 people in a restaurant that holds 600. I don't believe it. Sorry. Don't believe
okay.
it. And I live in an area where there's a lot of restaurants that have fought back and they don't have any problems. And they're open.
Okay. You don't have to believe it. But let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand it.
You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Rick Santelli debating some leftist clown. And he wants to do a PSA. And I didn't finish it, but he goes on to say, you know, it's our responsibility. And Rick Santelli says, who are you? Who are you to tell people what to do? What gives you the authority, other than the fact that you, I love how he goes, it's a science, it's science. So the science for this guy was, there's a big difference, there's a difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant. But notice how he did this. He worked in even a church. What's the difference? It's the same air. Once you get inside of a Lowe's or Walmart, it's the same air. Same like it is in a church. These people, and what's funny, he goes, there's a difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant or even a church. So different, it's unbelievable. It's science. But he gave you no science. What, you going to give me the distribution of germs inside of a sanctuary versus a, you know, whatever? He can't give you any science. But he wants to pretend that he's using science. He used the word. Well, that's close enough, isn't it? They're asking about what, it's kind of like when you go into a restaurant, here's what they tell you. You must wear your mask in going to the table. You get to the table, you take your mask off. Then they say, now the thing is, in order to get around this, they say, well, you take your mask off, but put it back on between eating and drinking, as if anybody's going to do it. Do you think any of the elites are following this rule, this stupid rule? Of course they're not. And as me and Nick joked, when you're standing above, you know, 5 feet, you need your mask on. But when you sit at the table, go to the restaurant, guess what? Everybody has their mask off. I guess COVID has a height restriction. It doesn't attack midgets and little people. And maybe that's why kids don't have to wear a mask. You ever, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you a bet because I haven't done this in a while. But if you lay on the floor, you're still going to have to breathe oxygen. You're still going to have to breathe air. It's not oxygen. It's mostly nitrogen, to be honest with you. But I'm going to make you that bet that COVID, any disease, it isn't just high or low. It's dispersed. It's insane. All this guy wants, all Santelli says, I'm going to tell you what he says. Surely we can have a debate. He says, between a parking lot that's jam-packed, he says, are those people any safer? Millions of these questions could be asked. He says, the politicians take the easy way. They just want to shut it down. Is that the only answer? Of course not. He says, how about we, here's the key word, study the dynamic. Figure out ways so that the service sector employees can come back safer. Shutting down isn't the only answer. And this guy argues, yes, it is. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm an engineer, and we deal in what's called bits, ones and zeros. And even in engineering, we were like, okay, it's either on or it's off. A switch can be on or off. And then you know what we figured out? We could actually make things go into a tri-state, meaning it was neither on nor off. It was in a neutral state. And that revolutionized engineering when you can set a circuit into a tri-state. Because it could be you could make it an anticipated circuit. You know, what do I want it to do? What do I think it's going to do? And a friend of mine, she's making a series called Monochrome. And so the series is about this. It says, we always look at the world in vibrant colors, and then we boil it down to, well, clearly it's black and white. And her thing is, yeah, is it so black and white? Have you ever looked at the grayscale? Have you ever looked at the number of colors there are between black and white? It's billions. Maybe that color spectrum of black and white is a lot more gray than you think. But for these guys, no. It shut it down. And you should be asking yourself, why are they so dogmatic? Well, it's the science, right? The science. Now, let's go into the science for just a second. If we want to talk Wu Flu, let's go into the science. The science of Wu Flu does not back up anything that guy said. There are memes going around right now that I mean, and you guys have heard them, but it's a disease that is so deadly, you don't even know you have it. And let's. I talked about this the other day. To me, when we rehash this kind of stuff, it's boring. But I got to go through it a little bit. But if you believe this, I don't believe anything the CDC says, but I do believe this. I believe there are people walking around with this disease and they don't know it. I believe it to be millions of people. If you add that to the mix, it only makes the morbidity of Wu Flu worse, meaning it's less deadly. So why are we going through this exercise? I mean, if you give it any thought, the science of it supports us. Of course it supports us. But what do the left do? It's the science. We've got science on our side. So what does it mean? Anytime we bring it up, we're the anti-science. It's so ridiculous. I don't even know how they get away with it. I'm amazed. We have science on our side. Every statistic about this stupid disease is... Let me put it to you this way. Take the $39,000 bounty off of this disease... And you'll find out hospitals won't give a crap about it. You keep it on, and here's what happens. Less people this year, first year in the history of reporting, fewer people are dying from, you want to guess, the flu, cancer, heart disease, or bullets to the back of the head. Less people dying of every disease because suddenly Wu Flu is way up. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but see, I have a brain, and I know when I'm getting played. Do you really believe less people are dying of the seasonal flu? Do you really think... You know what? Let me just cut to the chase. We have a disease that the average rate of death of this disease, it kills people 2 years beyond the average death of an American citizen. In other words, if we live to be 78, the Wu Flu is killing people that are 80. And they're telling you this is a pandemic. And by the way, it's not killing people that are 80 just in America. It's killing people that are 80 in Italy and anywhere else. It's a disease that if you're older and you get sick and you don't get enough care, you may die from it. The same way you're probably going to die from the flu or some other dreaded disease that we already know about. And yet, we have people talking about science.
It's a big difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant or even a church.
Shutting down your church, leaving open strip clubs, and oh, by the way, Gavin Newsom says, Hollywood doesn't even have to follow the rules. How about that? Hollywood is exemplary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to get back to talking about the science and the Democrats' use of science as their answer to everything, when in fact nothing they do has 1 ounce of legitimate science. They will pay you off to say what they want you to say, and people do it. We're finding out all these people that have been paid off. Been getting paid off by the Chinese government. Tucker has a thing on that. Maybe we'll get to it today. But I'm going to talk about these. There's nothing the Democrats do that has 1 ounce of logic to it or reason is going to turn out right. Defund the police. Is that going to turn out okay? infantilize black people. Make them think there's something against them, and then turn them loose on society and watch what you get. There's nothing these people do that's going to work. Texas is suing the states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia for their, quote, unlawful elections that violate the U.S. Constitution being filed directly with the Supreme Court. Governor Abbott's probably got his hands in this, probably at the request of the president, I don't know, and his team. They're working around it. They're going to get around it, too. Because the Democrats better be afraid. That's what I'm going to tell them. They better be afraid because something's happening. I don't know what. Something's happening. Flynn says this, I must have put the fear of God into Barack Obama and probably still do because of this four-year-long saga that they put me through, my family through, President Donald Trump and his family, frankly, the entire country. He says, when he chose me to be National Security Advisor, they thought that their little plan of spying on Donald Trump would fall apart and many other foreign policy blunders they got the country into. He says they knew that their little plan on spying on Trump would fall apart. Whether it was the Iran deal, issues going on in the Asian Pacific theater, trade, all sorts of issues that were in play that the administration did, frankly, to run this country into the ground. They wanted everything to fall apart. They wanted Donald Trump to screw it all up. And you know what Trump did? He acted rather Trumpian. So Obama had fired Flynn from the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, in 2014 over what they called management issues. But what it was over, you have a confident guy, Flynn, and you got a guy who wants to pull shenanigans. Anyway, he was 25 days as Trump's national security advisor before he got ousted after the reports of this nonsense that came up. Because Flynn knew too much. And as he said, I must have put the fear of God in Barack Obama. The fear of God in baby black Jesus. And so I've been asking these questions. By the way, people have corrected me. Kevin, it's the Kraken is the 305th Battalion. Okay. I thought the Kraken was software. What, I don't know. I heard it was. I didn't make it up. I know what I heard. I tell you guys, I'm here parroting what I hear. I'm interpreting the things that I see. But most of the time, I get it right. I may screw up a few details here and there, but I'm not trying to be news. I ain't Bill O'Reilly. So, we got this new clip. It's from a guy, his father worked for MI6. That's the equivalent of the CIA. The equivalent of the CIA in Britain. And his mother worked for MI5, the equivalent of the FBI, except probably much more competent in Britain, both those agencies. And he's giving some inputs about something that I asked the question about because of my own observation. I want to make people understand. I came to my own conclusion with this. And I said, where is the CIA director, Gina Haspel? And I ask this question because it's a legitimate question. She's been accused of spying on other governments, spying on us, running this clandestine little operation to help oust President Trump. And we're not hearing anything from her because the media should have her front and center the way they do John Brennan and James Clapper, running interference for the left. But she's nowhere to be found. And as Brit says, he may have some of the answers. So here is his interview.
Right, just wanted to put something right. There's been two aspects to what I've said in relation to the attack on the Frankfurt CIA facility. One is that the CIA director was shot and killed. I actually said that, if you remember, that a leading manager, station manager, was wounded. I couldn't at that time, I wasn't authorized, shall we say, at that time to tell you who that was. But it's absolutely true that the CIA director was in the Frankfurt facility. What on earth was the head of the CIA doing off American soil in a building containing Dominion servers, and I can tell you that they were trying to shred every document, remove everything. But the good guys, that's the 305 Battalion and other units as well, were totally aware that the CIA director was there, and the raid was done deliberately to capture that person red-handed. The reason that five American patriots were killed in the operation was because the bodyguard around the CIA director basically fought. Everybody else just sort of gave up, but the bodyguard around the director fought, and that's what occurred. So there are two versions now, that she's dead, or she's, you know, went to Guantanamo Bay. What I want to tell you is that she's not dead. That's a cover story. I don't think I'm going to be in trouble for telling you that. That's the truth. That's a cover story placed up, a bit like Jeffrey Epstein, really. What happened was that when she was wounded, not severely, taken to Guantanamo Bay, but en route to Guantanamo Bay, she decided that she wanted to work for the good guys, and she literally sang like a canary. That's how it's been told to me. Those are the words used. In other words, that she's given the all of the information she has to the White Hats. She didn't even get to Guantanamo Bay. The airplane turned back, and the deal that's been cut is that she will be quietly forgotten, quietly removed, new name, new details, etc., etc.
I don't know this guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. I don't know him. He spent 3 minutes talking about his background and gave credibility, got credible stuff. Here's what I will tell you. Nothing about that story would surprise me. Nothing. I do know certain facts. The president has special forces, the SOC command reporting to him, Special Operations Command. JSOC, I think is what they call it now. Marines or MARSOC. And so on and so forth. They're going through him. A clandestine raid wouldn't surprise me, given the circumstances. Somebody saying, we can't do this through the normal channels because too many people don't like you. Too many people are going after you. Too many people are involved. This is a worldwide conspiracy to bring down the United States government. And the president has enough information at this point, for those of you who are naysayers, particularly if you get the video, and we're going to have to cover this Tucker thing because, he has a video where he's the Chinese guy, an economist, the Chinese government took it down, but somebody grabbed it. And he's essentially saying, we have people throughout the U.S. government that we've paid off. This is huge. And the president has all that information, and I can't imagine. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to speak as Kevin Jackson. To heck with Donald Trump. If I were president of the United States right now, there is no way I would let you down. And let me tell you why I tell you what I think. Because I'm rarely wrong in guessing what Donald Trump's thinking. Donald Trump has to know that this is the most important. Forget the election. This is the most important revelation that our country could possibly get, is to show the number of people who've been bought out and at what level. And see, what I'm telling you is this. Joe Biden has been bought out. Hollywood has been bought out. Many of these newspapers that should have failed years ago, they have been bought out. Many of the people that you think are experts in their field, they are nothing more than talking heads for the Chinese Communist Party. Look, I love Chinese people. I love China. I love living there. But if we think we can trust these people with everything that's going on and that how Trump has completely thrown a monkey wrench in things, you are delusional. They must get rid of him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.